The Vikings did not play well offensively at all. It was their worst performance offensively of the year, and that has a lot to do with the Jets' defense being very good. The Jets should have come back and won this game. There's no doubt in my mind that that should have been the result, but the Jets' offense is just, it's a mess. It's in disarray. Aaron Rodgers, I know he had, you know, 13 completions to Garrett Wilson, but still, there's times where they're not on the same page. Of course, the Mike Williams throw, the Stephon Gilmore interception. Aaron Rodgers, to me, you know, it looks as old as he's ever looked. He gets just absolutely waylaid a couple times. I honestly thought he tore his ACL when his knee bent in that way and he was screaming and he grabbed the back of his leg. I was like, he tore his ACL. But thank God he comes back into the game. So, you know, from my perspective, the offense is out of sync, and he looks old and beat up. I know you see it from the player's perspective and a quarterback's perspective, so let me hear what you saw yesterday.
Well, like I was saying earlier, I don't think that they're all that creative when it comes to offensive game planning and
sort of like formation. Garrett Wilson said, right?
Well, it's formations, it's different groupings of players on the field. Breece Hall is basically non-existent for some reason, and there could be a lot of reasons for that. I don't necessarily know that he deserves to be on the field as much as he is right now, which is really disappointing because everybody was counting on him. You know, it really comes down to one play. Garrett Wilson is going wide open down the right sideline, and Aaron Rodgers overthrows him. Now, I know he was under pressure, but, you know, those are the plays that, you know, need to be made in order to win games, especially in a game in where you're grinding. You know, they're grinding, and I keep saying this is only their fifth game that they have been together. It feels like Aaron Rodgers has been here for 30 years.
Yeah.
But he has not. He's only played five games, and two out of those five games, I thought that they were getting better because they were really balanced. They were running the ball effectively, and they weren't throwing the ball a lot. And then when you looked at the post-game statistics, what you saw is you saw a lot of guys involved. You saw the running game that was a big part of their success, and they weren't throwing the ball 50 times. There was a point in this game where I know they were playing catch-up where I think they had 18 attempts, passing attempts in a row, or maybe it was 19 before they ran the ball. But they had the ball at the end. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback, and this is a game that you expect to win. I expected them to win the game 24-23.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah.
And unfortunately, he throws a really bad ball to Williams down the sideline where it has to be a high and outside throw or a low and outside throw. It can't be a low and inside throw because then it gives the defensive back a chance to make the interception, which Stephon Gilmore did. So, yeah, I still think they're out of sync, but they're out of sync because they're unbalanced. They can't run the ball. They couldn't run the ball against the Broncos. Then they were playing catch-up here against the Vikings, especially late in the game. The other thing about this particular game is that the defense gave up 16 points.
Yeah.
You know, he threw another interception that was returned for a touchdown.